All right, it is 9:30, and that means it's time for us to talk with Larry Weber. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, and I hope you're handling the heat okay.
Oh, I'm managing.
Yeah, well, I think we are all kind of dealing with that. Yeah, it's a really, really interesting July so far. Actually, the whole summer has been quite interesting so far. We haven't had the precipitation that we normally have by this time of July, but it's certainly been made up for with plenty of heat. Yesterday, the 13th of July, was the anniversary of the hottest temperature ever recorded in Duluth.
Hmm.
Now, Duluth is famous for cold, so that it really stands out when you have a temperature like this. But it was in 1936, on July 13th, that the temperature is recorded as 106 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Hottest temperature ever recorded in Duluth. Well, to make it even more amazing, in those days, they took the temperature down by the lake. And so, you know, if you can imagine 106 degrees down by the lake, what was it further inland? But I don't have a statistic on that. That whole year, that whole July of that year, 1936, was pretty incredible. And it stood out as being the hottest July of the whole century until just 6 years ago. And 6 years ago, 2006, we had a hotter July. We did not have, so far, any record settings for this July, but we are in pace right now, as of today, to be even hotter than it was in 06.
Hmm.
So, remains to be seen what happened. I remember back in 06 that the hottest temperatures came in the end of the month, so we'll see how we wind down now for the second half of the month. Also of note is the days continue to get shorter. We will, as of today, this evening, have a sunset before 9 o'clock for the first time since back in May. And the sunrises continue to get later. They're somewhere around 5:30 right now. And so the days are getting shorter, and with the days getting shorter, other things are happening in the world of birds. Very few songs. When I've taken a morning walk, I only heard two kinds of warblers singing this morning, same as yesterday morning. And other words, there's a few persistent birds, the indigo buntings and red-eyed vireos continue to sing. But for the most part, it is definitely winding down. There is plenty of baby birds around, and the territory for the feeding of the birds is pretty much broken down by the time we get to mid-July, which is pretty why a lot of the birds are singing. So that has been moving on, as well as the other critters. Lots of baby rabbits been seen, both the snowshoe hare and cottontail rabbits, lots of them. This is probably their second brood by the time we get to July. Frogs have been interesting. I mentioned last time about the summer frogs calling. They're starting to wind down, too, not quite as much as they were. But the babies are out there. Virtually every day or every other day now I see the tiny babies of the chorus frogs or of perhaps the American toads. And they metamorphose from ponds that are out there in the spring. And then when they get to this time in July, they start moving around on land, and they're sometimes they're just abundant. I haven't seen abundant numbers yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happens. Dragonflies are abundant, lots of those out there, and of course there's plenty for them to eat with all the mosquitoes and the deer flies we're having. But probably the insects that stand out the most at this time are the butterflies. It's just been amazing, butterflies. In the past week, 30 kinds. And these range in size from some, the little skippers that could sit on your fingernail, to those that are large, like the monarchs and the tiger swallowtails. There's still tiger swallowtails around. I thought maybe they'd be gone by this time, but they're still here. And the brood of monarchs we have are the non-migratory ones. The migratory ones come back this year. They came back early in May. They mate, they lay their eggs. The babies grow up, and the new brood comes out for the summer, and that's the ones we have right now, and they're non-migratory. They will stick around here, and then they lay their eggs on milkweed, and by later summer, they're gone, but their babies are the ones that grow up and then migrate back in September.
Huh.
So, yeah, that's kind of interesting. That's why we have monarchs the whole time, the whole season. Very interesting. Like I said, over 30 kinds this past week. None of them were really a surprise. They're all around. It's just that they all seem to be here at the same time. Other things of note are the katydids. I mentioned in past times about how hearing the cicadas calling, that to me is always a sound of summer, the cicadas calling from up in the trees. We have two kinds that have been calling now, I call them the chipping ones. They are earlier in the summer, and then the buzzing ones kind of sounds like a buzzsaw. They just started to call in the last few days, and they will be continuing now. And then the katydids. The katydids are little grasshopper-like insects that make various kinds of chips and buzzes and so forth along the roadsides. They have been calling in these hot days. That's a little bit early, so it remains to be seen how much more they will, but it looks like it's going to be a really good year for them. I just love hearing those katydids. A lot of times they'll continue way until the night. Lots and lots of spider webs out there. I had the wonderful experience of finding a nursery web a couple of days ago. A nursery web is an egg when a spider type of spider makes an egg sac, and then she is the female always. She makes a big web that surrounds the egg sac, and then she puts the egg sac is inside of leaves, and then she makes a big web that surrounds it, and then she sits back and guards it. And it's really interesting to see those. I find them usually on raspberries and milkweed, but the one I found this week was on a goldenrod. And speaking of goldenrods, I mentioned last time how they had started to bloom. Well, four species now I have found in bloom. I have found three kinds of sunflowers in bloom, and wow, in the last 2 days, I found two kinds of asters in bloom.
Mm.
Now, usually when you think in terms of asters, we think
fall.
In terms of late summer, exactly,
yeah.
Stretching into the fall. Well, we are a long ways from that, but this shows a connection. These asters and goldenrods and sunflowers are flowers that bloom on for a pretty long time. And though the milkweed and fireweed are abundant right now, they don't really last as long. But these do. A couple other flowers of note that I found, one of them was jewelweed, which is just a beautiful orange flower that shows up. It's an interesting one because unlike most of the wildflowers, it's an annual. And it means that you'll find it one time, one year, one spot, and then maybe the next year you won't find it there. You'll find it somewhere else. But it's just a beautiful orange flower. I saw those in bloom this week. And then Indian pipe. Indian pipe is one of the few plants that will bloom in the forest at this time. It's so shady in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't. It's all white. It doesn't have any chlorophyll. Therefore, it doesn't need to have the sunlight. But it is still a flowering plant. Plenty of mushrooms, more mushrooms I find every day. I was just out for a little walk this morning, and I found a kind of mushroom that I hadn't seen before. And, of course, the ferns are thriving. Now, we've got still a lot of the moisture left over from our rains in June, but I'm ready for some more rain as we're getting further into July. It's always a possibility. July, besides being heat, is also a time of thunderstorms. We had some thunderstorms rumble through yesterday, but they didn't give us much rain at all. So, remains to be seen. Have a beautiful weekend, and stay cool.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next weekend.
Yes.
Thank you, Larry. Bye-bye. Larry Weber joins us every Saturday on North Shore Weekend at about 9:30, and he is a retired high school teacher, science teacher, as you might guess, and he fills us in on the things happening outdoors. Phenologist extraordinaire.